We're talking with Kyle Hibbard, of course, our national officer candidate from the state of Oklahoma. Kyle, you're in the process of wrapping up this week of kind of interactions with the nominating committee. You know, kind of walk us through a little bit some of the things that you've actually done that kind of showed off, you know, who you might be as a national officer.
All right, I'll walk you through round by round. The very first round, the committee sits through all day on Sunday. They had 42 candidates, and each candidate went in and did 6 minutes worth of interviews. So the committee was sitting there from dusk till dawn listening to interviews all day long. And then day two, we had the opportunity to take a written exam, so we did an essay. And the essay topic was over recruitment and retention of qualified agricultural education instructors. Throughout the United States, there's a real big problem of keeping agricultural education instructors at high enough levels to keep FFA and programs across different states functioning. There were 69 different programs throughout the United States that had to close their doors simply because they couldn't find an ag ed instructor. So that was what the essay topic was about. And there was a written exam, kind of like a Scantron exam you would take in a class. And 20 of the questions were based on agriculture knowledge, 20 on FFA, and 20 on American education. Then throughout the rest of the day, we had one-on-one interviews with all 9 of the committee members. So for us, the candidates, we had 90 minutes worth of interviews. But to think of it from the committee's perspective, they had 42 candidates that they each interviewed for 10 minutes apiece. And it was pretty phenomenal to see the amount of energy that came from the committee. There's actually one of the committee members is from Oklahoma, Lawson Thompson. And in his interview, it was cool to see him high energy, even though I was later in the day, and being able to go through the whole process. And then yesterday, all day long from 7 a.m. until 5:30, was a stand-and-deliver round. And it's kind of like an extemporaneous speech. You walk in the room, they hand you the prompt, and you get 20 minutes to prepare a 5-minute speech, and then give 5 minutes of questions about whatever topic you choose. And the topic that we had yesterday was we were in a setting where we were talking to a Rotary Club, so to speak. It was actually the nominating committee, but we had to pretend it was the Rotary Club. And we were talking about college and career readiness. And so we gave that speech, and afterwards they'd ask us questions about our topic and about FFA and agriculture. Then last night was the big cut, which is the most stressful thing. Talking to all the candidates, most of us were more concerned about the cut than we were the actual selection on Saturday. And how that process works, they circle us up in a room, and Dr. Steve Brown, the FFA advisor, gives us a talk, and it was really powerful. He actually got emotional in the middle of it, telling us about, you know, our time in the jacket may end tonight, but you're just moving to a different role. God has a role of service for you. It's just a matter of where. And eventually all of our time in the blue jacket's going to end. And after that, they handed us an envelope with our name on it, and then we were able to open the envelopes and see whether or not we made the cut. And sitting next door were our state staff, Mr. Boggs and Mr. Statz, and a couple of my state officer teammates from back when I was a state officer, and I was able to be greeted by them and share in their love and support and be ready to move on to the next round. And so after that emotional roller coaster, had to wake up this morning and do a workshop. They had 10 FFA members. And we had to, it was kind of similar to the stand and deliver round. You walk in the room, they hand you the topic, only this time you get 50 minutes to prepare a workshop, and you give a 10-minute segment of a greater, longer workshop. And so the topic today was perspectives. All my friends sound the same. So it was talking about diversity and inclusion and including more friends. And one of the things that I talked about is that the 5 people you spend the most time with, you're the average of those 5 people. So make sure you're finding friends that are going to challenge you and push you to find new, diverse ways to challenge yourself. Then this afternoon, which I literally just got done doing, was our round robin round, where you sit down with 3 different stakeholders and sat down with a state staff person to talk about the FFA, sat down with a representative from Monsanto to talk about agriculture, and then sat down with a different state staff person to talk about agricultural education. And the way that process sets up, you're sitting across the table from the stakeholder, and then there's 3 committee members in each room listening in on your conversation and grading your answers and how good you're talking to them. And so tonight, here in about an hour and a half, we're going bowling with the nominating committee, so they get the chance to interact with us, have a little fun, and also see how we act in a casual setting. And then tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, we have the last interview of the process where we get one last chance to plead our case for why we should be selected for national office.
At this point, as you've gone through this, what you expected, a little more powerful maybe than what you expected? What are you thinking?
You know, getting through the process, I was preparing myself to get ready for kind of like an FFA contest in high school. You know, you got to prepare, know the facts, know the issues, know what kind of speeches you're going to give. But in no way did I expect the amount of personal growth I would have throughout this week. I feel like I've grown a lot. I've learned a lot about myself this week. I've grown a lot in my faith. You know, it takes a lot of prayer going through all this stressfulness of not knowing what the next day will bring. And, you know, on Saturday afternoon, I could find out that my time in the Blue Jacket is over, or I could find that I have a year traveling throughout the country. And so a lot of prayer goes into all of that. And so I've grown a lot as a person throughout the process. And regardless of what happens on Saturday, I know that I'm better because of this process.
I know that one of the phrases I've heard from some of the other guys who've gone through it, that you get a little more comfortable in your skin through all of this, and you'll be okay Saturday, whatever.
Without a doubt. It's the very first round, I was nervous as all get out, but as soon as that first round was over, I was able to relax a little bit and also able to look around and realize, you know, should I not be selected on Saturday, it's the organization's still going to be great, because I look around at the other 41 candidates, and it's the best people from all the states that are competing, and no matter which ones they select, they're going to do a phenomenal job, and that's amazing to know, both for myself and knowing for the organization that it's going to be in good hands.